This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. David Neal of the Department of Political Science. He's here to talk about crowd behavior. Dr. Neal is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Neal, what kind of things should a person think about or do when you check into a hotel, into a crowded restaurant, or even a large club or stadium for a concert?
Overall, the first thing I would tell people is to be aware of your surroundings. Specifically, whether you're going into a restaurant, a nightclub, even a hotel, is to check the exits. Not only know where one exit is, but a couple of different exits. And in fact, this is something I stress in my classes. And one of the ironic things that happened one time, I was at a professional meeting in Atlanta about 5 or 6 years ago. I had checked in, walked out the door, closed the door to do just this, to check the exits. And as I was looking at the multiple ways out, I ran into one of my graduate students. And she looked at me and said, "Dr. Neal, I bet you're checking the exits, aren't you?" And I said, "Exactly." So I try to practice what I preach on this. Another good example of this to sort of save your life is on airplanes. Now, most of us, when we board an airplane, we hear the flight attendants go through the routine and we don't listen. Well, that might be okay, but what I always do, regardless of the stewardess's comments, I will check all the exits. I will count the number of seats in front of me to the exit, or I will count the number of seats behind me, but I check both pathways out. My talks with pilots say that this is very important to do to save your life. So the big point here is when you go into an unfamiliar area, always be aware of your surroundings. Is it dangerous? And check out not one exit, but multiple places for escape.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.